This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, June 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Neonic treated seeds up for debate. Farm Bureau raises funds for SGMA suit. And Bozeman pushes farm bill like House version. RBK revives bill on neonic treated seeds. Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer-Kahan of Arenda, known as RBK of the building, is returning to a measure targeting neonic treated seeds. Last year, AB 1042 proposed a ban on the products, but stalled in the Senate. Bauer-Kahan has dropped the ban from the measure. The bill now proposes a new labeling requirement, warning of microplastics intentionally added to the seeds. By the way, Bauer-Kahan's bill to increase penalties for illegal water diversions passed out of the Senate committee yesterday. Kings County raises funds for SGMA suit. Kings County Farm Bureau is calling on its members to contribute money to support a legal challenge to the State Water Board. The Farm Bureau filed a lawsuit contesting the board's decision to put the Tulare Lake sub-basin on probation due to its inadequate SGMA plan. It claims the agency violated both the law and the connotational rights of landowners. It is hoping to raise at least $400,000 to finance the legal battle through the SGMA Legal Defense Fund. It is asking local growers to contribute $8 per acre of farmland and those outside of the sub-basin to donate $4 per acre. The ask for businesses ranges up to $10,000. The fund will be used solely for the betterment of SGMA in the sub-basin. Senate GOP offers farm bill plan with no end to stalemate in sight. The top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman, has laid out his proposals for a new farm bill. For the most part, they mirror the bill the House Ag Committee approved last month, which means the partisan divide over policy and funding is no closer to being resolved. Bozeman says the plan addresses the need to put, quote, more farm in the farm bill. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said the GOP proposal, quote, spends significant sums without a way to pay the bill. Vilsack noted that Republicans are simultaneously trying to use the appropriation process to cut spending at USDA. Some farm groups issued statements saying the release of the Senate GOP plan was progress or a sign of momentum. House Appropriations Ag Subcommittee advances 2025 spending bill. The House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee favorably reported a fiscal 25 spending bill to the full committee yesterday. No amendments. Subcommittee Chair Andy Harris of Maryland said the bill, which cuts funding for USDA, FDA, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission by 1.35% from the current year, reins in federal spending, but also supports agriculture research and plant and animal health programs, invests in rural communities, and ensures a safe food supply. Subcommittee Democrats, however, predicted a tough path ahead, pointing to problematic provisions such as a steep cut in the Food for Peace program. Now take note, the draft text includes some provisions that could impact federal rulemaking. Section 742 restricts funds from being used to implement or enforce rules that would cut the maximum monthly allowance of milk included in the revised WIC rule. The dairy industry railed against the changes after they were finalized in April. Another provision restricts FDA from crafting final guidelines or regulations on long-term population-wide sodium restrictions that may apply to food manufacturers until an assessment on the impact of the short-term reduction targets is completed. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Grocer Group welcomes provision delaying traceability requirements. FMI, the Food Industry Association's applauding the spending bill for a provision that would delay compliance with FDA's food traceability rule, set to go into effect in 2026. Chief Public Policy Officer Jennifer Hatcher said, quote, "This legislation requires FDA to participate in pilot projects with industry utilizing different items on the food traceability list before the agency can begin enforcement. While we support efforts to improve traceability, we need to ensure that FDA can use the information required by the complex 596-page food traceability rule to improve food safety before billions of dollars and millions of hours are invested that will drive up costs," Hatcher said. "Pecans don't get enough in promotion funding," senators say. A group of Republican senators expressing, quote, "strong concern about trade promotion funding from USDA, they say heavily favors the almond, walnut, pistachio industries over the pecan industry. The pecan industry," the senators say in a letter to Secretary Vilsack, "only receives $1 million in funding through the Regional Agriculture Promotion Program. While almonds got $10 million, walnuts $7 million, and pistachios $5 million. They added that the U.S. produces around 80% of the world's pecans, but only exports 28% of its supply, which, quote, highlights the dire need for expanded market access in Africa, Asia, Europe, and Latin America. Signers included Senators Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, Roger Marshall of Kansas, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Ted Cruz and John Cornyn of Texas, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, and Marcoine Mullen of Oklahoma. Bird flu in cows requires more attention, action, veterinarians say in an op-ed. The dairy industry needs to put aside, quote, "cultural and operational differences and begin broadly testing cows and workers for highly pathogenic avian influenza," three veterinarians say in an opinion piece in Scientific American that warns of devastating consequences without quick action. Turkey and egg-laying farms are in peril as bovine flu, which is caused by a specific strain of H5N1, is infecting these birds at alarming rates, they say in the magazine. "We have lost more than 13 million laying hens in the U.S. in the past 2 months, and if we do not control this virus, it will soon be too difficult or expensive to produce eggs or raise turkeys." More testing and monitoring is necessary, say veterinarians Carol Cardona, Kay Russo, and Michelle Crom. With the virus crossing species barriers, the specter of human exposure and emergence of a human-adapted strain is rapidly intensifying, they write. "This outbreak in dairy cows has the potential to spiral into a human epidemic or even a catastrophic pandemic, the signals of which may already be seen." Here's today's She Said It. Dan has been a longtime champion for agriculture and for Farm Bureau. At California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas announcing Dan Durheim as the organization's new Chief Operating Officer. You can read more about Durheim in the AgriPulse West newsletter. It's hitting inboxes later this morning. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, June 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.